You're listening to KCBX News. I'm Benjamin Perper. The National Institute of Mental Health reports that nearly one in five U.S. adults live with mental illnesses. A study by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention found symptoms of anxiety and depression increased during the pandemic. KCBX's Lauren Waldke has more on how local organizations have seen mental health being impacted by the recent reopenings.
Transitions Mental Health Association is a local nonprofit that provides services to promote recovery and wellness for people with mental illness. Michael Kaplan is the community engagement director at Transitions. He describes how people can be affected differently by the reopenings.
I think that as a community, we have been through a collective trauma with this pandemic, and we still don't know all of the impacts of that. I mean, I think that there will be forms of PTSD that people are going to be experiencing down the line. And right now, while there is a lot of excitement and a lot of relief, it's mixed with uncertainty. And I think that we're not completely out of the woods. I try and stay very, very optimistic, but I can't dismiss the severity of what we've all just gone through.
Kaplan says towards the beginning of this year, there was an increase in calls that were being made to the Central Coast hotline.
Our agency has just never received more requests from people who we don't normally serve, asking for resources, asking for references. I mean, we definitely feel like we've been in the middle of this while everybody is trying to get themselves grounded.
Pam Zweifel, the president of SLO County's NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness, says you can't tell who is and who isn't vaccinated. And with some people wearing masks and others not, she says this can create some uncertainty.
I think that uncertainty will continue to affect all of us going forward for a while. I mean, I feel like we're all crawling out from under one big rock. And that's got to be a good thing. We all have to be reconnected to the community. That's what keeps us all strong and healthy.
Similar to Kaplan, Zweifel says the closures during the pandemic was a positive time for some people to stop and reflect. But she says there could be some long-term negative effects.
I believe all of us will suffer PTSD as a result of it. Whether we realize it now or not, we are all going to be carrying the burden of 2020 for the rest of our lives.
If you or someone you know is struggling with mental illness, local resources will be linked on our website at kcbx.org. For KCBX News, I'm Lauren Wallachy.